Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle, yeah. It's time to shine, yeah. Your big homie Brian B shining in the building.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time, high up 94 for the day. It's currently 75, partly cloudy skies at Village West.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this throwback Thursday / 9 days away from 816 day?
I'm feeling like I'm ready for the weekend or ready for the hot dog festival coming up this weekend for sure. But we got first things first. We're talking with Busy Bitten, 816 day. That's on the way. 9 days, D. I can't wait.
Yeah, and then your TMG goes down at your 23s. We'll be talking about Gayle King as she responds after Donald Trump says her career is over.
Oh, boy. You got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes plus. Plenty of shot for your chance at $1,000 in Hot Summer Cash. Silk, they coming to the town this weekend. Hot Dog Fest, Throwback Thursday.
I want your body, tell me your body too. There's a many nasty things I want to do to you.
I am it.
Lick you up and down and around and around.
Come here.
Oh, that I love the mind could never ever be found. Now you see me and baby, now you know. Oh, pass the fire, girl. Just give me what I want.
Give me what I want.
Make it real good till the very last drop. Oh, no, 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 honey. Don't you ever, ever stop.
Tell them, haters, get on your job.
Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It happens to everyone at certain times. Even the most highly skilled and accomplished people have difficult, disappointing, unproductive seasons. When it happens to you, whether for a few hours, a week, or longer, your best response is not to wallow in despair and self-pity. Of course you know that. Yet even so, the temptation for such can be strong. What you can do, though, is catch yourself before that temptation does and provide yourself some sensible encouragement. Offer a reminder that although plenty of things have gone wrong, you have good options for moving forward. It may take a while before your fortunes turn around. Nonetheless, you can spend every moment of that time going in a positive direction. Discouragement might be warranted, but it won't get you anything good. So turn your focus towards thoughts, actions, ideas, and connections that do offer promise. Wherever you happen to be coming from, you can point yourself toward where you want to be and recommit yourself to getting there. Today is an excellent opportunity to do exactly that. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
625, high of 94. Currently, it is 75, partly cloudy skies at Oracle Cerner Campus in South KC. Actress Raven Simone recently shared on a show how one of her exes of 7 years cheated on her, then asked her a very interesting question.
Yeah, we were together for a really long time, and he got another girl pregnant. And the best part of it was he asked me to be the godmother of the kid.
No.
Isn't that wild?
And we're still in communication now. He's been through a lot. So there's, you know, nothing but love and respect for all that he's gone through in his family. But he still talks about it.
Imagine somebody cheating on you then saying, hey, can you be the godmom if all goes wrong? That's a little bit crazy.
And she's been getting a lot of flack for her lifestyle choices and her appearances, mainly because of people who used to have a crush on her back in the day. And I don't know. I think maybe this opens up something, a bigger conversation that I think a lot of women can identify with in this day and age, man. I really feel bad for her with that.
With
I really
the,
do.
The cheating and the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. And why people choose to live certain lifestyles, man. Mm. People just get sick of the BS sometimes.
Two things can be true. Switching gears, Monica, our favorite singer, at least one of my favorite singers. Well, she got hitched. She was reportedly married to I don't think those conjugal visits got approved. Oh. But her longtime partner, Anthony Ant Wilson, they went public with their relationship back in October of 2023. Well, it seemingly confirmed their marriage on social media on the 4th of this month. Monica shared a photo of herself in a black gown and Wilson in a white tuxedo, captioning the post, "Two hearts, one love." And then Wilson also commented on the post, mentioning a courthouse, which further, you know, his people saying, okay, she got married. So that's what it seems to be. I haven't seen the actual certificate, but congratulations to them.
Ooh, fiance.
Yeah, so congrats to Monica. Yeah,
I guess, Monica didn't take it personal, and now she's so gone. Take a page out of Deanna Hussle's book.
I'm with you when you're right.
Okay, we like that.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
The 4th annual Pack the Promise Backpack Drive tomorrow, 6A to 6P at High Aspirations, 803 East 27th Street in KCMO. Stop by and donate new backpacks and school supplies to benefit local mentoring programs. Pack the Promise is more than just a school supply drive, KC. It's a commitment to our youth in Kansas City. Caring about the community for over 75 years, we are Hot 103 Jams. Speaking of the community, D, bus services could face drastic cuts if Kansas City, Missouri council members and the KCATA officials can't reach an agreement by August 15th. This time is ticking, and people are making their voices heard, D.
It takes a long time, at least about 2 to 3 hours.
To get everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of people use it for transportation if their car is broke down or their license gets suspended.
It just seems to them like it's two belligerent kids in a playground that will not come together and do and perform any sort of compromise. Without that, people become set apart. They feel set apart.
And Mayor Quinn Lucas, he recently appointed Councilman Eric Bunch to the KCATA Board of Commissioners. Now, it's not confirmed, but it is probably going to be an effort to try and get the two sides to talk together, D.
It should not have gotten to the end of July into August now without having a contract signed. I think that's unacceptable. We will do everything we can to make sure that it continues running.
It's unfortunate to hear. We've had this conversation before about the agreements because a lot of people rely on this transportation because it's their only transportation.
Boy, look, D, I was an avid bus rider growing up. My mama did not have a car. So she, you know, we had to hop on the blue limousine, as she would call it back then when it was the Metro.
Yeah.
And so I know what it is to be dependent upon city transportation.
Yeah.
And if that isn't there, it destroys the infrastructure of the inner city.
It
really does. It destroys people being having access for jobs, for doctors. Everything in KC is spread apart.
Yeah.
So this isn't this is a necessity. This isn't something
it's not
that,
a luxury. It's a necessity.
So it should be no conversation. This should be in the budget surplus, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm optimistic about it. So we'll keep you up to speed on it, cousins, on what happens, what changes, and all that good info.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Big shout out to the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line and the ones also on Facebook. Big love to Denisha and all of her sisters.
Yeah.
Hey, Marita. Also, big love to Rich Harris, Stacey Davis, Cynthia Good, Marcus Hearn, Brandon Blake.
What's up, cousins?
Henrietta Clark. We appreciate you always for tapping in. And also, a special shout out to Fox 4. I had time to go over there the other day, B, and just highlight our upcoming Pack the Promise backpack drive. So shout out to them for shedding a light on what's happening in the community.
D, it's been over a week since the Family Dollar roof partially collapsed at the Broadway Boulevard location. The site has been cleaned up and community members have created a memorial for Larry Banks, who was the victim of the collapse.
Here's the thing I won't forget, is he told me he was an avid reader and he loved like true crime novels. Got into our Cleanup KC program, got stably housed, and we didn't see him. He was living his life like you and I. You know, because we were all like, hey, has anyone seen him? And we hadn't, because in a good way, he was living his life, doing his thing.
Larry started working on our crew in October of last year. Super nice guy. It's like he didn't have any like judgment. He just was just a really caring team member. Not a mean bone in his body.
Yeah, it's awful news to hear. Yeah. On Monday, Banks' wife filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the property owner and Family Dollar. So this is the second lawsuit filed since the incident, D. Around 185 people visit Hope Faith every day. And at one point, Larry Banks, he was one of them. And so at this moment in time, Larry Banks and his family, we offer our condolences, our prayers, and our thoughts over this this tragic situation.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724 on your time, high of 94. Currently, it is 76, partly cloudy skies in KCK. Gayle King doesn't sound like she's losing any sleep over President Trump's latest rant after he said her career was over.
I'm sorry he feels that way, but I'm just going to do it. I like my job, continue to do a good job. I'm sorry he feels that way.
Robert.
When the President of the United States makes comments about you and your craft, how would that make you feel? Like, how do you feel good? How do you move around from that? Because this is not a typical environment. I don't think we've had a sitting president necessarily talk about American citizens in this manner.
All eyes on you. All the attention's on you. So take advantage.
She's nasty about me.
So... I think it means
she need to capitalize off of.
Yes,
Not her per se.
But if she, like if he were to call out Hustle and Shine,
not
in the
Mama
morning.
D. I'm just saying, like it's Gayle King. Like what's she supposed to do? Right. Roll out a documentary?
Nah. But I'm just saying, like I'm thinking if it's you and I.
Yeah.
And I'm.
The dance party with Beyonce.
I'm going to be on all 10. What's up?
You going to drop down and get jiggle on?
I will show my complete ass, though, the next day if he says
tremendous
something.
Tremendous amounts of water.
I'm just saying. Look, you got to take advantage of it. That's, we're not Gayle.
That's what Charlamagne's doing right now over in New York. So
you feel me? That great example. Thank you, D.
Switching gears, Mama Tina Knows was asked if she ever has a pinch-me moment when thinking about all the success of both of her daughters.
Because I get up to the front of the riser and I get my, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm screaming the whole time. And I'm like, I have no shame. Post 25 videos and then I get a call and Beyonce will be like, Mama, can you not post so much? Like, come on now. When are you ever going to stop posting? You don't need to do, you're doing too much.
I love seeing parents love on their kids and be excited because my mom and my dad are the exact same way. Like, they're my biggest cheerleaders. But when you do see some of your parents posting content so much, you do be like, let me pat you on the back, sit down a little bit.
I'm glad my mama ain't on socials, boy.
Because we talk about how kids might embarrass their parents, but we don't talk about how parents can embarrass their kids.
Oh,
enough.
100%. Example number one right here. That was a lifelong thing with me being embarrassed. But I had to block my mama on Twitter, though.
Oh, that's valid.
It was like,
my mom can't
like
see.
15 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My mama read me a tweet back when I was in high school. And the worst part about it was a Young Thug lyric.
No.
It was a line where he said something about Dennis Rodman. If you know it.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
Dye her red like Dennis Rodman. She was like, what is this about? And ever since then, blocked. Next caller.
Don't let her see your sexy red lyrics now in these days.
Yeah, I ain't posting that.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
It's two national holidays within 3 days of each other. You know, my birthday, you know, is on August 18th. But the more important day, 816 day, we celebrating all things culture, music. Everybody's getting celebrated on 816 day in Kansas City. And my dog, Brian Busy Benton, the creator of 816 day, he is up hustling and shining. What's up, dog?
Man, what's going on, Kansas City? Good morning to you.
Which year is this, Busy, that you put this together?
Officially, after the proclamation, this will be the 8th year, but I've been doing it for about 10 years, 10 years, so yeah.
Congratulations to you, by the way.
Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
I mean, look, I just want to say on behalf of everybody in Kansas City, thank you for doing this. Sometimes it can be a thankless job because some things can be expected when greatness is reached. Mm-hmm. But, man, we know this takes a lot of effort to put these events on. Break down just some of the events that we got going on 816 Day.
Man, so as you know, one of our mottos is bigger and better every year. So I definitely try to accomplish that. So this will be our second year at the Power and Light District. We'll have our streets blocked off, Grand to be blocked off, Walnut to be blocked off. And then we'll have the KC Live area as well. But we'll have vendors, food trucks. We'll have a kid zone. We've actually linked with Great Jobs KC and the College Basketball Experience. We're sponsoring the first 50 dads to bring their son or their daughter out to the College Basketball Experience and enjoy that wonderful jewel downtown. Man, we'll have live performances all throughout the day. We have a dance competition with Street Style Academy. We'll do some two-stepping. You know, the mayor's coming out. We got Mayor Pro Tem as well. Rihanna Park Shaw, she's going to be doing a little number. But man, it's just a whole bunch of Kansas City love. Oh, and don't let me forget, we got $8.16 specials all throughout the Power Light District as well. So, yeah, man, it's a whole day. It's a full day full of love. You know, High 103 is going to be in the building, so make sure y'all come down and check out with them, man. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Now, Busy, I want to take it back just a little bit. You mentioned roughly about 10 years ago, it was the inception of the idea of let's celebrate Kansas City, let's celebrate 816. Could you shed a little bit of light on what inspired you to shed light on this day?
It actually came from a Facebook post. My wonderful friend, Sharayla Haynes, made a Facebook post just saying how other cities had a day where they celebrated their area code and their, you know, their heritage and whatnot, their culture. So she said, why don't we have ours? And I said, hey, you want to do something? And she said, no, she just want to see it done. So it took a couple years, and we started small. We started small at the Kansas City Juke House. It was a two-step Wednesday. So you want to say we had a couple hundred people on the first, you know, our first
That's
one.
Solid.
But the next year, we had about 1,000 people in this one building. With and every floor had one thing I love out of Kansas City on each floor. So, yeah, we've just been blossoming and booming. Moved in down to 18th and Vine, where we were housed for about 4 years and had an outdoor festival, incorporated the kids zone and all sorts of things. So now, like I said, we bigger and better every year, man. We at the Power and Light District downtown.
Don't let Myron hear that when he gonna take it from you, blossoming and blooming. Okay. You know he will. You know, take one of them sayings.
Phrases.
Yeah. We got Brian Busy Benton, creator of 816 Day, up hustling and shining on the show this morning. D, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to ask some little quick Kansas City questions for Busy. So, Busy, it's been a little debate going around on Kansas City Facebook. Does Kansas City have an accent? Yes or no?
Being that I'm from here. I would say, well, you would have to say, yeah, compared to how other people talk in other regions. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own little slang, their little anecdotes or whatnot.
Okay.
So I would have to say yes, but in my ears, it sounds like we speak proper compared to most.
So what?
Especially from our St. Louis neighbors.
Here's
here's
a test. Pronounce the word character.
Character.
Oh no, that's not Kansas City enough. You know,
he on air, so he trying to be politically correct.
Really,
that's what it is.
He's
on some character.
Well, college education goes a long way as well. So
his code switching.
And
right
I went to Lincoln Prep. So
smart kids. All right, what's your favorite KC slang or phrase?
Bootsy.
Okay.
Jeffin.
Yeah. Deanna was doing that this morning.
how was I Jeffin?
down north. You know what I mean?
We were just talking about that. What's your favorite Kansas City classic song that you want to be heard anytime you step into place? What's the song that gets you up out your seat, Busy?
Man, if I had to say Fat Tone, I mean, you know.
OG!
It's real, you know? Ain't nothing.
That's solid.
Okay, if Kansas City was a person, how would you describe their personality? Mm.
Ooh. Oh, man, that would be a very well-rounded individual, man. Little bit of everything. Like I said, as you see, we were rated some of the best, most approachable people, some of the nicest cities as it comes to the actual individuals' interactions. But, man, it would just be a well-rounded, all-around person that is able to fit in any diaspora.
Diaspora. Oh, that's yes, Lincoln Prep right there all day. Okay. Y'all actually had books at Lincoln Prep. Look at y'all.
Oh, man. I was the only person on the bus stop with books. Packed.
Oh, man. Well, look, man. 816 Day going down this weekend. Me and D, we cannot wait to join in on the festivities celebrating all things Kansas City culture. Brian Busy Bitten, we salute you and we thank you for putting on for the city, because this is what it really means to put on for Kansas City. Thank you, man. Have a good one and be a blessing.
For sure, man. Likewise. Saturday, August 16th, Parent Light District. Pull up on me.
We'll see you there.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
Who's putting in work within the Kansas City community?
Who?
Go to KPRS.com, cousin, and nominate your community MVP. Who should be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight? Caring about Kansas City for 75 years. We are Hot 103 Jams. We'll be making more announcements with more nominees tomorrow morning.
So excited.
At about 7:52 on Hustle and Shine in the morning as we broadcast live, giving away some backpacks, D.
Yeah, we'll be posted up at High Aspirations. Pack the Promise Backpack Drive is going down. So pull up on us, cousins. We'll be at 803 East 27th Street. You got plenty of time, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our whole crew of Hot 103 Jams will be there.
A new affordable housing complex in Kansas City's West Blue Valley neighborhood is already fully booked before its Monday opening, D, highlighting the critical need for affordable housing in the area. Shout out to Beto Lopez, Guadalupe Center's president and CEO. He's explaining that the complex was designed with young professionals in mind, particularly teachers who work at the neighboring school over there at the Guadalupe Centers. The project utilized federal and state low-income housing tax credits along with private partners to make the development possible. My question with this, D, and I love this, why aren't there more of these popping up all over the United States? I understand there are, you know, a select few of them, but I just feel like there should be more of these.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a time like this where things getting cut, I mean, it's a surprise that it's even happening, but blessed that it is happening in the town, of course, of all places.
100%.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 94, currently 77 at Longview Lake. Now, for the past few weeks, Clarissa Shields has challenged Layla Ali to a boxing match. Layla said she may entertain it if it's about $15 or $20 million involved. Then Clarissa said, bet. And she responded with the $15 million check. Now, fans are now waiting for Layla Ali to respond. And here she is.
Answer the question that I know many of you who are poking around waiting for me to give you an answer. The answer is yes. I am going to answer your question. When I'm good and ready to do it, because you know what? Nobody calls shots on me. I do things when and how and where I like to do them.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, she made her history and continued the legacy of her father, and she ain't gonna answer to nobody. She gonna do it when she getting ready, like she said.
And you're gonna have some idiots talking about, oh, she's scared, she running.
I mean, that's what people do in boxing. They talk trash, so that's just what comes with the territory.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand game, yeah.
I do hope they, I would be interested in watching the fight. I put a little, you know, a little change in.
The man hit you with a three-piece extra crispy with no sides.
Yikes. No sides.
Oh. He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Oh. Technically, he got that three-piece extra crispy.
Yikes.
Anyways, switching gears, Pierce Morgan is accusing Beyonce of culturally appropriating Marilyn Monroe. Why? I don't know.
What? Why y'all Beyonce, be stretching, boy?
what?
Beyonce dropped, she's been a part of the Levi ad, and she has a jean outfit. She looks beautiful, by the way. And of course, she got the blonde hair. It looks beautiful. I don't know. Not the first time somebody's wore blonde hair. Not the last time.
She's been wearing blonde hair almost her whole career. Stop
yeah, it's like that 613. The girls that get it, get it. You know that 613. And then also, Megyn
June
Kelly.
13?
No.
No, you talking about hair. I know.
Yeah. Like, no, sir. And then Megyn Kelly hopped in on this bandwagon, too, to try to say that she is culturally appropriating and copying Sydney Sweeney's act. And she's not.
Beyonce copying who? Are we serious right now?
It's a Levi ad. People are going to wear jeans. That's what people do on jean company ads.
We talking about Beyonce, dog.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
She ain't got a copy of nobody. Are
they
we
probably
serious?
Mad they didn't get a invite to the dance party with Beyonce.
Don't make me pull that up, B. Don't give me enough time to do that.
I'm just saying,
the dance party with Beyonce.
Is that the full joint?
Nah,
I was just wondering. But yeah, I don't think that is true. Of course, you know, as a community, a lot of people are like, leave Beyonce out of it.
Please
and
do.
Even if you are trying to compare and contrast, some might say Beyonce did it better. But let's not put two people against each other.
Kamala, is it a dance party with Beyonce?
There we go.
Let's get it. Take us a break.
Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce.
Hands on the wheel.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Hands on the wheel.
Now twerking now. Now twerking.
Hands on
the
wheel.
Hands on
the wheel.
Hands on
the wheel. Hands on the
wheel.
Hands on
the wheel.
Real light.
Beyonce.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those honest, creative, and protective Leo.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor, singer, and musician known for his role in Half and Half. Happy birthday to Chico Benimon. Happy birthday to actor known for his role in The Shy. Happy birthday, Brett Gray. Send it over a major happy birthday to actor, gospel singer, and stand-up comedian known for his role in several Tyler Perry plays and TV shows. Happy birthday to David Mann. Sending over birthday love to actor on the hit show Abbott Elementary, William Stanford Davis. And last but not least, a happy birthday to this actor who can pull off any role. Happy birthday to Harold Perrineau.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and with some of our cousins and Casey some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Mrs. Monroe, Bella Sky Rolling Hughes, and Nisa Nunez Redden. Sending birthday love to Frederick Douglass, Kiara Ross, and Desiree Vance Jones. Happy birthday, Shamir Pearson and Jennifer Hayes. Plus, sending birthday love to Reese Lee and everybody else born on August 7th. Happy birthday, all my kings and queens. We celebrate Leo season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Lachey.
Hey, Lachey. What you doing?
Driving.
Okay. I need you to take a peep down. Is that check engine light on or off?
Oh, it's off.
Okay.
Okay, confident. Right. Smoke detector on at the crib then?
It does too.
Yikes. Well, that's, you know, one for two. It's all good, cousin. Dang. We got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to go to the 2025 Heart of America Hot Dog Festival that's going down this Saturday. Eric Benet, Silk, and more will be in the building. But you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure them tickets. Are you ready?
I am ready.
So if you're feeling nothing about it, and if you're really bound it, about it, and if you get me rowdy, rowdy, my love gonna make you shout it, shout it.
If you feel it.
What? You gotta sing that. No, you didn't. No, you did not. No, we're gonna give you, I'm gonna give you one more.
And the connection was out too, so let's give her another chance.
I'm gonna give you one more opportunity. Prove yourself.
Okay. So if you're feeling nothing about it, and if you really found it about it, and if you give me rowdy about it, my love gonna make you shout it, shout it.
If you feeling
like loving
like
me.
Yeah.
Get into it. You better get into it. Let
me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah.
At this point, I don't know who to get the tickets to. You or her, B?
Say, yeah.
All right, Cousin Lachey. You had a little bit of help, but you got it done. You were getting those two tickets to go to the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival this Saturday, and your name is qualified to win $1,000 in that hot summer cash. Who you going to take with you?
My husband, I guess.
You had to think about it. You sure?
I mean, he all
right. Yeah, it'd be like that.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jam.
I need that money.